Get rid of your credit card debt, get a lower monthly payment, and skip your next two house payments at SaveWithConrad.com. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender. You don't need perfect credit or money out of your pocket to save thousands with SaveWithConrad.com. Find out how much money you can save right now at SaveWithConrad.com.
Legacy that's long. That's the legend of the Armstrongs. Questions get answered. Oh, you didn't know. Let's start the show.
Welcome back to the show. It's Road Dogg and Cassio, and you're listening to
Oh, You Didn't Know. We're just trying some new stuff out.
I thought you were going to do like
Oh, You Didn't Know, or be like, oh, you didn't know? You better hack somebody. The D-O-double-G and Cassio, we getting rowdy. We're about to move some things.
You went R&B at first.
What are we going to do in here? Yeah,
you
like
went R&B mode? I thought you were going to be like, set adrift on memory bliss.
I said, to take up. What'd you say? I didn't hear. Hey, so I'm excited today.
All right.
Are you happy?
Oh, I'm so happy because
if you're happy
feel
and
like
you know it.
In just a second after we get our regular housekeeping out of the way, that I won't have to talk the rest of the episode. Ooh. I'm just going to laugh. And
I'm just going to say, hang on, buckle up, buttercup, and let's roll.
All right, so let's get our standard housekeeping out of the way. First of all, we want to start with our meme of the week. We have no idea what's about to pop up on the screen.
I thought it was meme-y, but okay.
It just kind of gets us in a good mood, gets us rolling, rocking and rolling. Dom, sling up that meme of the week.
Or meme-y, either one.
When she finally farts in front of you and the smell has you rethinking your future together. Okay. There's a lot to unpack here.
There's a lot to unpack there. But that's good.
I've been married 3 years, never farted in front of my wife.
Have you not?
She hasn't either. We've each had one accident each. A mulligan.
It's a mulligan.
Yeah, so we're good. We're even on that.
So,
but that's it.
Never, 27 years in September. Never, my wife has never farted in front of me.
There we go. See? Everybody thinks I'm weird. I don't want it to happen.
Oh, no, I fart in front of my wife all the time. Like, I'm sorry. But I honestly love the fact that she feels that way about
herself.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I love. But I also have two daughters that'll sit on your lap to cut one. So, I mean, I literally go both ways in this category. Hey, I'm excited about this. I'm excited about this this guest.
Let's get this
out
of the
way.
We got
the meme of the week. I don't know what Chuck E. Cheese had to do with that.
Well, that was just that look. Just look at that look. Yeah.
Okay, the eyes. I didn't see the eyes.
Yeah. No, the look of, oh, God. No, I'm shameful. I go in a closet, turn some water on in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, you turn the volume up. Doors and floors I need between us all.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. I get it. I'm just not going to do it.
All right, and also, since we are tired of hearing 1.25 star reviews from our friend
from
Dave Meltzer, we try to get in the 5-star review of the week. Let's throw that up, Don. Road Dogg, we don't know what it says after that, but Wallace7420 said, that show is great. I also enjoyed the dark side of life, so I enjoy the scatterbrain thinking. You're hilarious. Cassio's awesome, ridiculous. Keep up the good work. Wallace, thank you, sir.
Wallace7. I think it's Wallace7420.
You think it's Wall is 7420?
Wall, I don't think it's 7420. I think there's a 7.
Wallace7420.
Wall is or Wallace7.
And then
Road
420
Dogg,
is in smoke?
I think he was saying son of a bee sting. That's what I think he was going to say.
Go drop us a 5-star review wherever you're at, YouTube.
Yeah, please. Hey, thank you so much, too, Wallace.
Wallace.
Marijuana
420.
Sign. Yeah. So we appreciate you, big dog.
Now, let's get into our guest, dog. I'm gonna let you do the honors because this is one of your boys, my friend.
So yeah, I will start by saying I am excited about this guest. I think you will all be thoroughly entertained by this man, as I have been for, and I thought about this earlier today, the past 30 years.
Wow.
Some of you are going to know him as
Tex
Slazenger from WCW.
Yep.
Some of you are going to know him as
Phineas
Ignatius Godwin, Pig, yep, of the Godwins. Some of you are going to know him from whatever he was with Southern Justice. I don't remember if he had a name change then or just a...
Was that Leatherface?
He was also Leatherface. He wasn't Leatherface in Southern Justice, but he probably was in Puerto Rico or Japan or some of those. Why don't we just ask him? Ladies and gentlemen,
well,
this is
Naked
Midian himself, Dennis Knight.
Yeah!
Hit the music. Hit the music I queued up.
Hey, everyone. Nice to see you. Sorry.
That's okay. He was messing up the audio. I love the fact that you had that, and I don't know what was he was sitting.
It's my roommate. His name's Charlie. Listen, I know I screwed up. You wouldn't think I would because I've done like three of these in my life. So kind of an old hand at it.
You didn't screw up anything. The people don't know.
Yeah.
Don't tell them.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't see the
funny thing, Tex, is, and I'm going to call you Tex because if
you're Mama
call you Tex.
Vince called me. Vince and Stephanie came up to me, and because I was Tex Slazenger, and then I was Leatherface in Japan and Memphis with Lawler, and then I was Tex in WCW, and then Phineas, and then Dennis Knight, Southern Justice, and then Midian.
That's what it is.
And then I was Chef Dennis Knight for the last 22 years.
Yeah, man. So that's 30 years
32
ago.
92. Yeah. Hold on a second.
Ah! He's getting a call.
Sorry.
Pizza rolls.
I got it. It was Hunter. Rolls. Sorry, Paul.
He won't stop calling.
Oh, and he's froze.
He's frozen. You're frozen a good way.
No, hold on. I'm just trying to get. I got my iPad. I wanted to do it all professional. That didn't work.
No, it never does. The reason I was late is for the same exact reason. I've been doing this for over a year, and I still don't know how to do it. Don't know. And I'm sending them text and just going off, and they're like, God, he's mad already.
I love you. You're like we're in a war. The dog was earlier today. He's like, just do it without me. Just leave me.
Go on ahead.
Go on without me.
Oh my God.
Hey,
now,
1992.
God almighty.
Let me tell you what I got excited
we are
for.
Old.
I saw you guys see each other in, I believe it was Dallas, at a convention.
Yeah.
And y'all locked eyes like Dirty Dancing, and it was just those are boys right there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
there's a couple people you see that are friendly, but y'all went boom.
Okay. What happened was when we started, we were both 20, 21 years old. He just got out of the Corps. I just came up from Florida, and we were surrounded like in Florida Championship. When I started, I was with Dusty and Blackjack and all that, and we got to WCW, and my partner's like 5 years older than me, and me and Brian were just 21, 22 year old kids. So we just we kind of locked, and we lived together WCW a little bit. We lived together in Memphis in a haunted house, but we'll get to it. All kinds of shit. I mean, literally, I've got the best family in the world. I've got the two best brothers. And then I have Henry Godwin, who's kind of like my older brother, uncle. And then it's like me and him are kind of like these two, you know, like best friends that kind of grew up together that met when we were like babies.
Yeah.
And I mean, we cannot talk for ever. And then it just, as you can see, picks right back up. Can I drink my beer on the picture?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you want to, then just don't.
Oh, what if I just pull a giant bottle of Jack up and just take it?
Excuse me. Did that bottle have a handle on it?
Airplane?
Did it have
Dog, tell me what you can remember first time you see this guy walking in a locker room. Or first time you met
him. I'm trying to remember it. It had to have been probably center stage or something. Like, I don't know. I don't remember the very first time, to be quite honest.
I think it was at your brother's house.
At Brad's?
Oh.
Yeah, it was probably at Brad's house.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because then you would just come up, and I remember me and Henry would go over to Brad's for we would play bridge, you know, and we would...
Yeah, Uno.
Trivia night. It was great. We would, cut up this... We had this exercise where we would get this cardboard piece of paper and try to cut it up into, 200 little tiny squares... Just to see if we could cut the paper off.
Just to see if we could do it. You know what I mean? Oh, there's a side story there where we drip liquid acid on each sheet of that paper.
Okay.
And we didn't think it worked.
Yeah, no, what we bought first, we bought a whole entire sheet from some high school kid, and then we spent an hour cutting it up into little pieces. And then we took it and we're like, oh, this is going to be good. It was cardboard paper. Nothing. Yeah. We were at Brad's and we were going to get tattoos, and Brad had this bottle of breath assure, this little liquid. So Brad goes, oh, here. So we took it and we dropped it on little pieces of paper, and we went to get our tattoos, and we took one, a little bit, took another one, nothing. So then I was moving back to Florida, and we were going to go stop at Nick. I haven't told this story in a million years. We were going to stop at Nick Patrick's on the way up. I was driving from Marietta, and Nick was about an hour and a half down. So Brad goes, oh, well, it must not be good. So we're standing in Marietta in Brad's kitchen, and we take the bottle, and we go, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, because we didn't think it was anywhere. About half hour, 40 minutes later, I had never wanted to be anywhere so bad. We walked in Nick Patrick's house, and he had this big fish fry with all these people.
You've heard this story, Cassie.
Fish fry, yeah.
Out of mind. We walk in, and I look at the table, and there's all these fucking coffee deep-fried, and the whole thing's going like this. And Brian's, trying to keep it under control. And then we look at each other, and Brian goes, hey, Nick. We are out of our fucking minds on acid right now.
I just said, to be honest, I can't even buy into that, dude.
And then we spent the next 2 days in a hotel room with all of my stuff
and a huge video
movies, a giant Doberman, and we probably did 25 hits in 2 days, and that's not even a joke.
Yeah, that's no joke. Both of us were bleeding from the dog, was very mouthy, big blue Doberman.
Oh, yeah, we were wet, dude. We were rough. We would fucking get. We would go out. This is how we connected. All the older adults were being adults, and me and him would just get out of the car and just start fighting each other. You know, we had this thing because we just saw this movie, The Program, and we would sit there and go, seat at the table, and then just spin into each other's faces. It was awesome.
So everything he just said is a fact, is a true statement. There's going to be lots more of these stories because there's an infamous one at Steve Austin's house, and we'll get there.
Yeah.
But so you started in, I don't know if it was 1988. Called
88. Florida Championship Wrestling. Steve Kern and Dusty Rhodes. Dusty was booking Florida Championship.
Yep.
I'm 19 years old, and it's Dick Slater, Blackjack Mulligan, Bugsy McGraw, Steve Kern, Mike Graham, Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah.
And I'm just they made me Tex. Robert Fuller gave me the name Tex.
Yeah.
And Blackjack Mulligan took me out to his truck, and then he touched me. No, he didn't touch me. And he goes, hey boy, he goes, you're a cowboy now. You
Next
need
thing
this.
You know, so I was the champion.
Yeah. And hands me the bull rope that I used all the way through WCW with Henry. I used all the way through Florida Championship and everything. I still have it. I was just posted. Yeah. I posted. I found this. Dude, you're not going to believe this. I've lost everything. You know, I'm sure Brian has too. We were not the most careful with our things or like care too much. I was moving into my new house. I got this beautiful 3-bedroom house for free. It's the house I grew up in, my grandparents' house. Yeah. And I was moving and I found this old canvas WCW bag that we got when we went and met Ted Turner, and they had that thing. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay. It might have been right before you were there. We had this giant meeting, Flair and everybody, and we all got to take a picture with Ted Turner, and we got these canvas bags. And I was moving and I opened it, and it was my Texan Shanghai gear, the bull rope, my boots, my first overalls, the red long johns I got when we lived in Nashville when Jamie Dundee spent the whole trip home going, boy, you ain't gonna draw a dime, blah, blah, blah. And Brian was the only one I told, yeah, Lawler just said I'm going up to WWE or WWF, you know, tomorrow. So I didn't tell him. So I got the long john. And then I have my Midian T-shirts that I ripped off of Brian because he wore the T-shirts. And I got three made. I have no idea where two of them are, and I have one. So I've got every one of my gimmicks in that bag.
Yeah. Wow. You can make some money on those.
That's a big bag. Yeah, that's a big bag.
Yeah, the greatest every wrestling character. Collection guy.
Look at that guy.
Look at there. There you go. There's the rope. Yeah.
That is. That's the rope.
Holy shit. I was like 23 then.
Whoa. Hey, so let me ask you, let's go back a little further than that. So this was Mike Graham owned it, right? And who trained you?
Steve Kern, the best trainer in the world.
Yeah, well, I know a bunch of wrestlers that would totally agree with that.
Sheamus, Drew McIntyre, all the girls. Yeah. I mean, I even came up and helped him a little bit. Well, I helped him when I left WWE at his private school, and then he did the Florida Championship Wrestling, which was the NXT. So I helped him out a little bit there. But I mean, I have this paper that's got all of these wrestling holds and all this terminology, and you could not have your first match until you knew how to do everything on there. It wasn't like the PowerPoint. Yeah, they didn't beat our ass. I mean, they beat our asses, but
But that's awesome. Part of the deal. You know what I mean? Like, that's what now they go, oh, well, they beat me up. Yeah, yeah, that happens.
Are you going to come back? Yeah.
Yeah, and so.
Nobody beat me up worse than you did, though. It's so funny. We had a Battle Bowl where
this is a true story, too.
It was, me and Shanghai at the time, it was Battle Bowl where they would mix up the teams, and they had a couple tag teams that never fought. And then it was me and Bagwell versus the world champion Rick Rude and Henry. And we did a little thing and we teased it. And then we got to the spot where Dusty wanted us to go at it. And we said, let's just throw hands, brother. The cold twins, we got in the back and the cold twins, everybody was going crazy. They were like, it looked like you two just saw each other, set your beers down, and went after it.
There's going to be a Netflix documentary we're going to hear about soon.
Hey, believe me, there could be a Netflix documentary about the apartment.
Yes, Le Parc apartment, all right? Yeah. Me and Henry and Brian, pretty much between us and Max Payne's apartment, was living. Next door to us was Sid Vicious. Up a floor was Kevin Nash. Up a floor was Steve Regal, Max Payne, David Sullivan, Eric Watts.
Yeah.
The penthouse was Wyndham, Mike Graham, and Greg Gagne. And they all had their families, so they would all come. Kevin Nash, this is a hilarious story. Kevin would always like go, oh, honey, I'm taking the dog out. And he would come down to our apartment and just get baked, just get super high. Spend like an hour. Go back up to his apartment. First thing the dog does is shit in the apartment. And his wife is like, what the hell? Kevin's like, oh, I don't know.
These were good times, man. We had some good dead gum times there.
Yeah, so, no cell phones. Thank God, no cell phones.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. So you were there, and did you, were you figured in there in Florida?
Is this the apartment or WCW?
No, we're jumped ahead. Were you written into the shows in Florida Championship Wrestling?
Yes, Steve. My first match was against Mike Awesome, RIP, and I was going to do a job for him because he was my wrestling class There were some other guys, but it was me, Mike Austin, and Dustin Rhodes. Okay. We're the, you know, the three that made it out.
Yeah.
And my first match was Mike in a house show, and he forgot to kick out, so I won.
Wow.
And then my first match.
That's who I get confused with, Mike Knox.
No, Mike Awesome. I heard you were talking about that on the live thing before
I get went confused with Mike Awesome. Man, no. So your first match was with him and he forgot to kick out.
Forgot to kick out. Yeah.
Did you win like the title or anything?
Oh, God, no, dude.
You had to work the next week.
I told you. Mike Graham, Steve had the belt. And then my second match with Steve, I was like so excited because I'm born and raised here in Clearwater, Tampa, Florida.
Yeah.
So in the 70s, when I was like five, my grandparents and them took us to, we would go to the Sportatorium in Tampa on Tuesday night and watch the TV. And then we would go Wednesday night to Fort Homer Hessler Armory to watch the things. I've got pictures of me and my brother when we were little with, you know, Steve and Mike with Jack and Jerry Briscoe and all that. When I did the Briscoe thing, he said, you know, you're the only one besides my brother Jack that actually said they were retiring and left and never came back. He goes, so you guys got that in common. I said, dude, anytime you want to compare me to Jack Briscoe, I will take it.
Yeah. I think you both smoked a ton of weed, too. So
yes. I just had a lunch last week or last Monday. Steve called me with we went to Briscoe's house and it was Briscoe, me, Kern, Big Show, Scott Casey.
Oh, I saw Jay a picture. Marenko. I saw a picture of you guys. Yes. And I wondered, like, how did that picture come about? You know what I mean? Like, that was a.
Steve and Jerry. Yeah. Steve and Jerry keep us all together. Yeah.
That's so cool, man. That's leadership, right? That's not locker room leadership. That's lifestyle. Yeah. That's life leadership. That's super
Steve
cool, man.
His other son. So I just couldn't be, you know, happier. And Jerry, I found out I had Jerry, me and Henry had Jerry's last match. Oh, no, it was me and Biss. Had Jerry Briscoe's last wrestling match ever.
Because y'all were horrible and he quit?
Yeah, he said, fuck this, I quit. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, my Lord. So, I could do this all day. You got to WCW. How did you and Mark get hooked up?
Okay, my stepdad, who met my mom through when I was wrestling, was Ron Slinker. He was like a local wrestler, and Brian knows him very well. Yep. Brian had to help me one day. He had a bad, you know, he would shoot up drugs like towards the end of his life. He was a big junkie, and he just showed up one day at Tampa TV. And, you know, I'm the nicest guy in the world, and I was like, you know, Brian never left my side when he was, you know, just being a junkie around everybody, and I was just trying to be cool. But then he met my mom, and Ron was the greatest guy in the world except for the, you know, addictions, which we all had. I'm no quitter, so I don't know about you, motherfucker.
This is gonna be great. Hey, so Slinker,
when are we starting?
Did you get that on Facebook? I saw it was the main event was like Ron Slinker versus, I think it was like Toru Tanaka, like Dr. You know, Professor Toru Tanaka.
I'm never on Facebook. I don't like Facebook. It's evil. It's evil. Yeah, no. Literally, I just do. Taker got me about a year and a half ago. He got me started on Instagram, and through that, I mean, it's been awesome. I was literally talking to RVD yesterday, and even more important than that is I talked to Georgia Smith, Bulldog's daughter. I just reconnected with Ray Traylor, with Big Boss Man's daughter. I got all these guys. It's so cool.
It is very cool. But do you think it's the devil for real?
Mama said everything's the devil.
It's because they got all them teeth and no tooth. Because
they got all them teeth. Colonel Sanders.
So why did they? I'm
not on drugs. I was working outside.
Hey, that's okay. I was sweating a minute ago because I am
I am on drugs, yes. No,
I am. It's a statin and a, yeah. a cholesterol.
Earlier today, I took my, my Avastatin and my Lisinopril and my Metformin, dude. So I'm like, my cholesterol, my blood pressure, my blood sugar is like off the charts right now.
I take every pill you just named.
Yeah, we're old.
That's the truth.
Man, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
know. After the second cardiac event, I figured it out. So how did they hook you in markup? Like, how did you all get put together?
We're doing Florida Championship Wrestling. And
Mark Canterbury. I just want to be.
Ron and me drove up to Kennesaw, Georgia.
Amen.
To a taping. And Dusty got me a dark match with Jumpin' Joey Maggs. Mm. And I was super nervous. I went out there first match. Apparently, I was like, oh, well, that went pretty good. Did my reverse DDT that I invented. Maybe you've heard of it. It's the Scorpion Death Drop now. Slop drop, whatever. Sorry, I like to say you can have it. And the gorilla was
I thought Michael Stapp was dead.
Yeah. The gorilla was on the other side of the building, and I'd come back with Joey, and I'm like, how was that? You know, was that good? And Henry just happened to be standing there, and I talked to everybody.
Yeah.
And Dusty got up from gorilla, went all the way around the building, and said, I'm not going to do a Dusty impression because everybody does that.
Let
me tell you, that was great, baby. That was great. This right here is Mark Canterbury. We're going to put him under a mask because he's too pretty. I'm going to make you do a tag team. That night, me and Henry went back to the Ramada in Atlanta.
Oh,
had a female visitor and with us too, and that was the first night that we met. And then up until he broke his neck, up until he broke his neck, we were together 24 hours a day, and maybe the only tag team that I've ever heard of that have never been in an argument, never had a cross word. I mean. Dude, we are the epitome of tag team. We still, I mean, I literally talk to him like every other day. I love that guy to death. Hey, yeah, look
I
at
was,
that.
I was look just, at, yeah, dude, look
I
at that,
I look older
man.
At 23 than I do now.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah, man, looking pretty cool.
You look a lot like, what was that? Joel Deaton.
Brad Pitt?
That's what I was thinking.
You were thinking Pitt?
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
My bad. Yeah, Joel Deaton and Pitt, I get them confused.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, dude, I was just a dumb kid. Back then, I mean, he can tell you, I was drinking about 4/5 of Wild Turkey 101 a week. Yeah, for a while. And,
a week.
I made one.
There was always one in his boot.
Yeah.
You always had one of
this big bar that we kind of ran because they had this, we did this, it was like Shotgun Saturday Night, but for WCW, and me and Henry were kind of like the local boys at the country bar, and we did the matches. And I would walk in, and the bartender would give me a pint glass full of ice, like 4 shots of Wild Turkey and a giant mind eraser shot. And, yeah, I drank my ass off back then.
He drank.
I did a little bit of everything.
I
always waited till we were done. And, you know.
I didn't.
Now I just, I hardly even, no, he didn't. That was his problem. Okay, here we go. I've never told this story. And it's probably not the best story for me, but anyway. Okay, so Henry was gone. I'm Midian at the time, and me and Brian were traveling together, and Brian was angry at something, and him and Tracy, who I asked out before he even saw, and she blew me off and went to Brian, so you're welcome. So we were in the back, and Brian was going, him and Tracy were fighting about something, and he throws his phone, like, towards the wall like he did all the time. Those phones were indestructible back then. And I, like, literally just stuck my hand out and caught it. And he grabbed it out of my hand and throws it on the ground. And then we had these sweet tarts that had LSD dropped on them.
Sure.
And Brian was so mad. Yeah, of course we did. Brian was so mad. He wasn't working or something that he starts taking them on another one. And another one. I'm like, Brian, stop. He goes, if you want me to stop, you better take him then. And I was like, fuck. So I'm like, okay, we're doing the ministry thing. And all we're doing is carrying Stephanie McMahon. You know, I don't know if you've heard of it. on the Undertaker symbol so she can get married. And before this, we walked in and it was just like boom, and then Stone Cold's gonna hit the ring. We're all gonna powder. Who's gonna hit Taker? Boom, they're gone. I'm like, okay, I could probably handle this because I don't want him to take like 10 hits of acid. So I took like 3 hits and I'm like, okay. So we go out there and then I'm like, that's all we're gonna do. Carry her out, get out of the ring, no problem. So Vince walks us all through it. And afterwards, Austin goes, hey, you know what would be cool is if I hit the ring, I knock the other guys, everybody takes the powder, you and me trade, boom, boom, boom. And then I go to Taker, he peels off outside, you spin around, I go at you again, I hit you with a chair, you go down, I stun you, blah, blah, blah. And it's just starting to kick in. And I'm like, okay. So I did the 70 McMahon marriage to Undertaker, head full of acid, and didn't miss a beat.
Nailed it.
Hey, nailed it. As far as I know, and the lights were so pretty.
That was...
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of 3 pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
That story
is the Attitude Era in a nutshell.
Nutshell.
You know what I mean? Like it's totally.
That's the only one we could tell, dude. We would come to TV and there was a guy who had this stuff and everybody would get it and they would go to the bathroom and blah blah blah, and then still just tear the house down.
Yeah, and poop.
So, are drugs bad? I don't know.
they can be in excess, I would imagine. Yeah. So
What was your quote?
Yeah, being a drug addict is only bad at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, it only sucks at the end. Being a drug addict only sucks at the end. Like that's.
I was very lucky in not. I mean, I did everything, but I would wait till the till after work, and I could get up and do. I really never, didn't have that addictive gene that kid and that would bam, 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 before the matches, bam, bam, bam. I'm like, oh, I'll just wait. Well, actually, I'm going to chalk that up to Henry because I always had him, and I didn't want to disappoint him or Undertaker. And the bad influence over there was the only one that I got to play with.
It was me. Yeah. I was
the bad. I couldn't tell who he was pointing to. I thought, wow, he's heard of me.
It was me for sure.
No, so I was pointing to Taker. He's sitting right there.
Did you and Mark, y'all won the tag titles in WCW, didn't you?
Never, no.
What?
Two times WCW or WWE, that was it.
Yeah. Well, that's still saying something. I thought y'all won, but y'all were a great tag team.
Oh, dude, we were with the Horsemen. We were with Steamboat and Shane. We were,
Yes.
I said something the other day. I was like, dude, I'm 23 years old in WCW with Arn, traveling with Arn, Bobby, Brad Armstrong, the Horsemen,
Barry Windham.
Such a
great class of. Yeah. Class wrestlers, like that, and that's what you're saying when you say you were on the road and working with those guys. Those guys wanted to work with you. Those guys said, please put us with those guys,
which they didn't do a lot of people. Cole Twins, Ice Train, Brian Jones.
All of those people. That's a
Tom
true
Brandy. Sal
that's a true statement.
Win the traps from Bonnie Donna's, right?
Yes. First time Body Donna, second time one of my favorite teams I've ever worked with, Headbangers. Love those guys.
Oh, wow. Nice. Yeah, they're great, ain't they? But awesome. Easy for me to say. Both great guys, yeah. and great worker, like always had great matches with them. Never had a stinker. I never thought we had a stinker. Yeah. Meltzer would probably beg
to death. Awesome, yeah. You and Billy, I really wish we got to spend a little bit more time with, but.
Amen. You know. Amen. Me too, man. Me too, because I remember one time I hit you so hard.
Just in the ring, because we had enough outside of the ring time to go. Yeah.
Thank God we're still here. I do want to talk about that for sure. But you won the tag titles twice in WWE. So what, and then you talked about going and you guys were great. You did the mule kick. Like that was
we were out before a house show or something, and I just started doing that thing where Chris and Tommy would put me in the corner and they would double team me, and then I would go and have a spell where I would elbow punch, and then Hepner would feed in and I would swing at him. I was having a fit.
Yeah.
And then I was out there during the day, and Taker was talking to me, and I was like, wait a minute. And I jumped down onto my hands and I kicked my feet up because I saw it in hee-haw or something. And he goes, that is ridiculous. Do it tonight.
Do it. Yeah.
Hunter was the only person that wanted me to hit him with it. I said, dude, I can't control it. He goes,
I have no idea. Yeah. I guess. Did he hit it? Did you hit him with
Hunter
it?
Oh, yeah. He got it. Hunter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I would. Yeah, I would have wanted to take it too, because I think it was great. And you could have.
Then I would dive out of the ring. The night we won the belt in Madison Square Garden, Henry still talks about this. I did the flip out, did the mule kick. I went after Hepner. He went through the ropes. I dove through the ropes onto the floor. And then I would run around chasing somebody. And Henry would legit run and just full bore tackle me to the ground. And that night was one of the best. It was calming me down. And then he would hold me down and everything.
And then what would he do when he held you down?
Yeah, I would look around. What's going on? And then he would pull me in the ring. And I'd go,
yeah. So then you talked about being a sous chef.
Yeah, when I did the Midian thing, and then I skipped my
favorite one.
Yeah, we skipped
that. Naked Midian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Naked Midian. Yeah, you know how that happened. Kurt Angle, we would call him Naked Man because after his matches, he would just stand around, naked, go to the shower for a while. And then we were in Long Island.
Vader was bad at that.
I'm going to get him. I said, I'm going to wait. I was on first. So I go, and then I come back, and I get undressed. I put a towel on, and I'm standing around the locker room. Kurt is on second to last. So I am not getting dressed. No, I'm not saying anything to anybody. And then Kurt comes back, and he's talking. And then he goes in and takes a shower. He comes back on, and he pulls his underwear up, and I drop my towel, and I go, I am the Naked Man. And then Lanza comes and goes, hey, we need somebody for a meet and greet. And I threw on my pants and I walked down to the hallway where's this meet and greet? Oh, my God. And then I get to see you the next day, and they go, oh, Vince wants to talk to you. And I'm like, I haven't done anything yet. I didn't do anything yet. I'm sorry.
I just got here. He
goes, yeah, I just got here. He goes, here you were running through the building naked last night. I was like, well, I wasn't running. I don't really run. I was thinking about having you run through a match. And, it's so funny because that's all I ever get, that's all anybody ever talks about. And they were like, oh, that must have been terrible. I was like, okay, this is 98, 99. I'm getting my head kicked in by Vader and all of these guys every single night. Henry was Billy and Brian.
Yeah.
Henry was the muscle and we were the entertainers and the bumpers.
Ping pong balls.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, I got paid the exact same amount of money for 8 months to run to the ring in my fanny pack and back. And that was it. There you go.
Look.
There he is, baby.
Tell me that's not the best.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. I was traveling with Bossman and Terry Reynolds. Yeah. I was traveling with Bossman and Terry Reynolds, and Ray goes, hey, boy, you should probably get a tan and work out a little bit. I'm like, you're not getting it. And Carrie goes, no, it wouldn't be funny if he looked good.
That's not, that's not the joke.
Yeah, that's not the joke.
So did you ever have a match as Naked Midian?
Yeah, with Steve Regal.
Really?
Yeah, Mankind. Yeah, pay-per-view, brother. Mankind is the general manager, and he came, and we did this little thing where I was sitting naked in the locker room, and he was like, you know, I had, like, stuff on, you know, he's like, you should take everything off. I was like, okay. So we're doing the thing. I'm sitting in the chair, and my legs crossed, completely naked, and he goes, I'm going to drop my clipboard. He goes, you know, because nobody knew I was really naked, you know. And he goes, I'm going to drop my clipboard at the end. And I go, oh, okay, I'll pick it up. And he goes, and he drops it. And I literally stand up and bend over, pass right to Mick's face. And I go, he bought for it. And he's like, I can't have you doing that. You have a match on the pay-per-view with Steve Regal, but you have to wear clothes. So I had the tearaway pants, and I had my pouch under the ring. Yeah. And I had a tank top on. So he did something, threw me out. I grabbed it. And then he was in the ring, and he turned around, and I'm there, and I ripped my pants off. And as Regal turned around, who is the best facial expressions in wrestling history, there you go. He turns around, I grab him by the face, kiss him, and then do something and go climb to the top rope like that. And he hits it, I fall in, and he goes to do the Regal stretch where he has to climb on top of me naked. And he's like, then he just took me out of Disney and that way.
Oh, my God. Regal
is that Teddy Long in the stripes?
What, it was it?
Was it?
Teddy Long? Probably was.
Yeah. There you go.
It was Teddy. Look at Steve.
There you go. Just right there on the small of the back.
Just
too,
the best. Like, hey, let me ask you this, Tex. Were you did you care about doing that at all, or did you just think it was fun?
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. At that time, I had been wrestling since 1998 and luckily never had any serious injuries. And I always say these big muscle guys always getting broken. Me, Brian, Cactus, we were like jelly. We could, like, just turn into jelly every time and go with the bump. And so I had, like, 18 years of, like, 260, 280 days in a row, Memphis territory, Florida territory, you know, everywhere. So I was like burnt out. And I had the greatest compliment, who I love, John Cena.
Yeah. New Year's Eve. What's not to love?
What's not to love? Yeah. New Year's Eve, when you had me come there to see everybody in Tampa. Yeah. I was walking in the back, and John was sitting there signing stuff. And John was there the night of my last match, which was MVP's dark match with him. And I was walking by, and, you know, this was like a few months ago. So this is like super John Cena.
Yeah.
And I was like, he signed stuff for like one of the guys there. He signed a stack of pictures. I was like, hey, I stopped. I was like, fuck it. I was like, hey, John, hey, it's me. He goes, oh, hell yeah. He goes, yeah, I was there at your last match. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I just want to say, I've seen some videos of like him doing the Make-A-Wish. And I said, we've got so many crappy people in this business. I said, you honestly, and I was almost tearing up. I said, you make me proud to call myself a wrestler. You're an awesome guy. You know, and he hugs me and everything. And he like, almost like Godfathers me, holds my face. And he was like, you know what I loved about you more than anyone? He goes, you never took yourself too seriously. I was like, dude, this isn't real. It's like, I got into an argument with Animal one night when we were working with him. Another only tag team to ever get complained about, the Road Warriors complained about us being too rough with him.
Yeah, well.
Animal looks at me and goes, what's your record? And I went, are you fucking, do you know your record? He was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, dude, this shit isn't real. Oh, bless his heart. Hey, Adam. Oh, no, dude, we're circus folks, you know? We're characters.
Yep.
I was on full contract in WCW, and I went with my best friend right there to an Alpharetta auction barn, put on a hood because he didn't have anybody to wrestle. And I'm on TV working with the Horsemen and shit. So I'm in this little auction barn, and he hits me. I take a bar, break my rib. I can't go and tell him that I fucking broke my rib. So then I had to, you know, wrestle kind of with a broken rib. I broke my ankle and kept wrestling. And Bill Watts was like, Where to go, kid? Where to go?
I'm like, yeah.
Well, no, dude, at least you approve.
Yeah, thank you.
The orthopedic doctor has a different opinion, but thank you, Bill.
No, but I grew up, you know, 5 years old, you know, going to West Shore or to Mall in Tampa to meet Dusty Rhodes. You know, this is what I wanted to do, and I was fortunate enough to do it at the best time ever with the greatest people ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same way, man. Today is a great day to be a wrestler and a wrestling fan and all that. I don't know, man. I wouldn't have survived as long as I did, and I didn't survive that long just because. You know what I mean? It's different. Today's different. Half the things you've talked about us doing are frowned upon now. God. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that was just Monday morning story. You know what I mean? Like that was so anyway, I want to backtrack a little bit. You said John was there for your last match. Your last match was a dark match for MVP. When was that and why was that?
2003. JR called me and said, "Hey, your contract's coming up. We love you. Vince loves you." He goes, "But we're not gonna renew it. But Vince likes you a lot." And he goes, "Vince said, would it be okay if we just paid you for another year and you didn't have to, you know, come to work?" And I was like, already kind of into the cooking world. Yeah. And I was like, "Oh, that's awesome." I said, "You guys are coming to Tampa. Can I have my last match, you know, in a WWE ring?" And 2003, I wrestled the MVP in his dark match. And then the next time I ever stepped into a ring was Undertaker's retirement at Survivor Series.
I'll be dang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Jack Briscoe, crazy. You know, me and Jack Briscoe.
you guys cut from the same cloth.
The same wrestling cloth, anyway. Yeah. Yeah. I was singling.
Funny enough, we also had a body shop. We didn't. Tampa joke.
It was. I get. It. We had a body shop. It was a front for the cocaine.
There you go.
So your last match.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey guys, Double J, Jeff Jarrett. Need to call a timeout real quick here. I wanted to tell your listeners what I've been telling my world listeners for a while now. It's about all the incredible things happening over on adfreeshows.com.
The debut of Tuesday with the Taskmaster is here, exclusively on Ad Free Shows. Kevin Sullivan shares stories of his 50 plus years in the business, including the night the business changed forever.
The night he turned heel, he stayed at my house. His agent came. I had a 3-bedroom house at the time on the beach, and I wouldn't let the agent have a room. I gave Hulk a room, and we didn't leave till the first match was in the ring. We got in his limo and drove down. I was so afraid someone was gonna change his mind. And I've heard a lot of things that it might've been Sting, it might've been Big V. I didn't have a second choice. It had to be Hulk.
On a new edition of The False Finish, Conrad is joined by none other than Glacier, as he breaks down how the Glacier character came to be and the memorable vignettes leading up to his debut.
I enjoyed doing the vignettes. I felt like it was a chance for me to show off that martial arts side that I had, you know, and it was something I was very passionate about. And now, yeah, my two loves of pro wrestling and martial arts were being combined together. So I was all in.
Hey, that's just a small taste of what Ad Free Shows has waiting for you, including a brand new perk, getting to join in on the live recordings of the shows with 4 levels to choose from. See for yourself why Ad Free Shows is the best value in wrestling today. Sign up now at adfreeshows.com. That's right. Sign up today at adfreeshows.com.
Let's talk about USWA.
Okay, cool. Yeah. But I don't remember a lot of it. So
yeah, me neither. So that'll be even better.
Okay.
I always wanted to write this book, and like I read a lot of philosophy, a lot of religion, a lot of shit like that. And I love this thing called Stories with the Unreliable Narrator. So it's like the Elton John movie where it's like, oh yeah, I was doing the concert, and the next thing you know, I was floating above the ring and I was going. Yeah. And I'm like, that would so be, you know, my story.
Yeah.
And we in between WCW and WWF, Brian and Jeff had just walked out, and Brian called me to come up to work USWA with him. So we did some, you know, we went to hotels and shit. And to this day, one of the nicest and my favorite people in the entire world was Jill Jarrett, Jeff's past wife, RIP. Yep. Yep. So she goes, hey, you and Brian gave us money. Go see a movie. So we're like, okay. So we went to see a movie. We come back.
We weren't making any money in Memphis.
Nothing. Yeah. Yeah. So we go see a movie, come back, and she has rented us a it's like a second house next to a house like under
a
garage.
Like a mother-in-law apartment or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we go out and come back, and this saint of a woman has decorated the entire place for us and is like, here. And they even got me a car that Brian tried to steal the night I left to go to WWF. Yeah. So we that night, and we, you know, take things and everything. And so they had this weird room with a closet that had steps up into the closet. So we're like, oh, let's go explore. And we were on other vitamins.
We were on acid.
Yeah, okay, acid, yeah. I didn't know. Oh, we said it a lot, this thing.
Yeah.
So we're tripping balls, and we go and we go and sit in this closet, and we're like, and Brian says something, and I'm like, he goes, I just saw something. I go, I did too. I go, what'd you see? He goes, I saw this like devil man standing over this woman with his hand down. I go, I finished the exact same thing that he said. And we get up and we walk out. He goes, that's your room. And I go, all right.
Hey, the closet, yeah. For I don't know why we walked in the closet and sat down and closed the door.
And you were like, we don't have to go back right now.
Yeah. I was like, that big dude with the knife was hot.
Yeah. We saw, I swear to God, we saw the exact same thing.
And that's the truth. That's the truth. That like, we both freaked out. Of course, we were on acid.
We had so much fun at that time, man. We would go to this little video store, and we still talk about it. I sent him this thing. Mm-hmm. We rented this movie called Shocking Asia. It was like a tour of all the weird things in Asia. They had major wrestlers shot this guy off. He landed on his forehead and slid across the entire ring. It was amazing. And they still
that's still out there somewhere. And it's the best. In the middle of the ring, they have like a logo, so it's kind of slick right there. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so he gets the guy like licks his hand and smacks him on the head, and then shoots him, and he like does an Irish whip to land on his head and just slides across the ring. It was the dangest thing I've ever seen. Yeah.
No money, but people would stop by and give us presents all the time. That's all we really needed. We had each other and the demon.
Yeah, the demon man, the murder man in the closet.
Shocking Asia, 1974.
Oh.
It is now banned in Finland due to its graphic content.
Hey, it should be banned. Finland's a bunch everywhere. Of pussies.
Oh, I got
Charlie. Charlie bit me.
Charlie bit my finger.
Hey,
oh, my God.
Okay, so what I want to ask you now is you're still sweating. You're in the comfort of your own home. Dude,
okay, I'll tell you why. Because I live in Tallahassee, Florida. And it's dude, the other, 8:45, 9 o'clock at night, it's 90-some degrees.
Yeah.
Last Tuesday and Wednesday were the two hottest days on Earth in recorded history. Not even joking. The water in Tampa Bay was 95 degrees. But there's no such thing as climate change.
It's called global warming.
Yeah. I worked with a member out of Texas. Global warming. Yes. Lance Russell. Corey Macklin.
I saw a promo of me and Corey Macklin the other day. It made me think of Brandon Baxter. Remember Brandon Baxter? Randy Hales and him. I saw a picture of them on Facebook. But so USWA was great times for me. I know we were broke as broke can be, but we had this place to stay. We had a vehicle that we were driving back and forth to shows, and I don't know, and it was a good time.
Jerry Garrett, and he would like let us come to his house, and Yeah, we were. It's like when Henry left too. It was like Big Show. I was just talking to Show about this. I was like, Big Show and Vader, all these guys, like they were kind of grumpy gusses, so nobody wanted to ride with them. So they were like, "Hey, Brian, Tex, ride with us. I'll pay for everything. Just entertain us." And we're like, "Okay, that's no problem." Yeah. So I did that. My first time in USWA was like in '90, before anywhere. Yeah. And that's when I was Leatherface with one of my best friends in the world, Chris Candido, and Tammy. We were all living together in a hotel room. And I was Leatherface, and my mom came to a show there, and it was in Memphis. And Lawler was working with somebody, and he just got the 1, 2, 3. And then out of the locker room, you hear me hit this chainsaw. It's like, room, and we hooked it so it was like very smoky. Yeah. And I was like Leatherface through the crowd, and I get into the ring, and Lawler is like in the corner, and he tries to get out, and I go, and he goes this way, and I go, this way, and I back him into the corner, and then I like do the Texas chainsaw thing. I hold the chainsaw up and just, then I let go of the clutch, and the chainsaw stops, and I'm like, and he slowly pulls that strap down. And commenced to whooping my ass. It was the best. And my mom told some kids, like, "That's my son." I was doing Leatherface and Tex at the same time.
Your kid sucks.
Yeah. He was like, "Oh," and then I get pulled into the locker room. "Is your mom out there telling people you're Leatherface?" I'm like, "Oh, I don't know. I'm just here, Larry, Jerry, Larry, Barry."
Let me ask you this. Did you know Mr. Coffee from that? Was he there that time in 90?
Yeah, back then, because I was broke. The story. And Red Man was our sponsor. And Mr. Coffee would like collect, Jerry would like keep all the Red Man dip because he dipped too.
Yeah.
And I did. And Mr. Coffee would sneak me cans all the time and give me like,
He was a great man.
He was the best, and it was like me and several other people as my partner against Robert Fuller and Jeff Jarrett when they had the belt. And they were like Megan Bonney driving around in the Cadillac, and at the Admiral Benbow Inn in Memphis, if you checked in at 6 a.m., you would get it all day and that night.
Yeah.
So I would get the bus to Dallas two nights. I would get Brick House let me stay with him one night a week. So for two nights a week, I pretty much had to wait. So it's a great story. I would sit at the Kmart, and Jeff would always like, because he was like, oh, he was such a kind man. He would throw me a 12-pack of Keystone, like, "Here you go, kid," and then drive off to his mansion. So I'm sitting there, and Chris and Tammy are driving up, and Tammy's like, no, don't go up there. There's a homeless guy." I'm sitting there for hours, and I have all these Keystones like surrounding me, like my little wall.
Like a shrine.
Yeah, and there's a homeless guy. And Chris goes, "That's not a homeless guy, it's Jeff." So, and like I was homeless for two nights a week.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, how'd you do that? I had a blast, dude.
That's the truth. Oh my Lord. So God almighty. So when we were there, what was it, 95?
Yes, me and you, no, because I started with Henry in 95, so it was end of 93, 94.
Man, that's looking, even that's dead gum 30 years ago.
You
know what I mean? Like 30 years ago. So
we're old, dude. I'm in my 40s.
I know, bless your heart.
What are you laughing at?
No, I was just laughing.
Hey, when's your birthday?
May the 20th.
Oh, I forgot you were there, Cassio. Sorry.
cardboard paper.
Mine's day after Christmas. So we were like, we were same year, just a few months apart. So you're older than me. Yeah. Are you 69 or 68?
It wasn't funny till you did that. And then you popped.
Just keep going, dude. If you're not laughing, keep going.
Keep going. You keep rolling. Look, if we're going to hit that tree, let's do it at 100 miles an hour.
Stone Cold, the Austin story. Go ahead. Yeah. I'll let you take this one.
So I don't remember much of it, but I do remember – like he had a driveway that went, yeah. I don't remember prior to, or I just
Well, we would go out to Austin's ranch every once in a while, which was probably about an hour and a half from our place in Marietta. Yeah. So we went out there and I busted the tire. So we put the donut on and we're just annihilated.
We were messed up. And one of us backed off of had one of those driveways with a tube under it so water could go through it. So there was a ditch next to it. So we ran, we didn't make the driveway and hit that and busted our tire. And so we
put that didn't stop us, did it, buddy?
No, it did not.
So this is the point of the story. Brian passes out. We're going down the road. Brian, like, wakes up. He goes, are we going 120 on a donut tire? And I go, yeah. He goes, no. He goes back to sleep.
Yeah. That's a true story, too.
Yeah.
I figured I may as well get some rest to die.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you're going to die, go out
hearing crashes, if you're limp, it doesn't hurt as much.
Thank you, baby. Going back to jelly. That was him being
Look, that's a fact.
Yeah.
So was that the night?
That was the night I got arrested. And then I spent 2 days in jail until I went, oh, shit. Hey, Brian. There's like $2,000 in my closet. Will you come bail me out? I just stayed there for a couple days.
He forgot that he had a bunch of cash in his suit, in his jacket pocket, in his thing. So he sat in jail for 2 days.
And here to set his house?
And he said, hey, will you go get me that bail money?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think anybody else could have done the stuff that we've done together, Brian, me and you. I mean, all the other stories with other people are scary, and ours are, you know, fun scary, you know, not like...
No, ours are terrifying, to be quite honest. I tell this story a lot, and I may mess it up, but I felt like I may be onto something. Ben Stiller. What did we do with Ben Stiller?
We got high with him in the parking garage of... one of the buildings. The only time I ever got in trouble in WWE was when we heard Yoko died. Me, Brian, Kidd, and Godfather went out to smoke one for Yoko in the parking garage.
Yeah.
So we're all like, oh, we got away with it. We come back in. JR calls us in. He's like, you guys smoking? Like, what? No, why?
No.
He goes, you guys were smoking right under the camera in the parking garage. The security guards watched the entire thing. So that was the only time I got fined. You know, I just had to work for like 2 weeks without getting paid.
Yeah.
And it was real cool. So.
Yeah.
Who cares? Yeah. Who cares? Take my money. That's how I always felt when they were just fining me.
Two days later, JR asked me to get him some weed because him and Dan were going on. I was like, really? And you're still going to fucking not let me get paid? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I like JR.
Oh, well.
Huh?
Did you get it for him?
Oh, of course not. I say this, I'm the nicest guy. Literally, I try to be, you know, if I go outside, I want to make whoever's day I meet. You know, I just get along. I get these interviews and people talk to me at conventions. They're like, oh, what'd you think of, you know, oh, what'd you think of this guy? I was like, I loved him. Oh, yeah, well, what about this one? I was like, no, I loved him, you know. It's like, I go along with everyone. You know, and it didn't help. It didn't hurt being 6'7", 300 pounds and having Henry on my side either.
Yeah, I was going to go to that next. It's like, I follow you on Facebook, and I know you say you're not on there very much, but I did read about the a book you're writing or a story you're writing or you're into.
Like, I know you shot me.
Say that a minute. Say it again.
I'm writing a movie. I haven't been in wrestling in 20 some years. But in the last 4 days, I have Damian Priest, Drew McIntyre, Shotzi, Liv. I talk to everybody. Everybody calls me. I'll send them little things. The key is never bug them, you know, or never, you know, they'll send you and ask you something. So me and Shotzi are kind of writing a horror movie, you know, with Carrion and Scarlett.
Yeah.
Carrion's like a psycho killer. And the movie is like, you know, when he's out killing, it's all like, black and gray and, you know, moody and dark. And then when he comes home, he opens the door and it's like a TV, you know, a sitcom.
Yeah.
It's like bright lights and everything. And then like, oh, honey, how was your day at work? And Scarlett walks by the kids and like slits their throat, you know.
I mean, I get it.
Those kids are irritating. Yeah, yeah.
Pitching it to Disney Plus after this. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah. So, but you are like working on and writing on what are some of your, and it's all kind of twisted
well,
and horror.
Just in wrestling, I have kind of a my dream, and like Taker always says, in the perfect world, what would you do? In the perfect world, I want to be the Paul Heyman of women's wrestler, because it's always like, oh, the little girl manager and the big guy.
Yeah.
So I get the big old, you know, scary, creepy guy where I have the backstory where I have Undertaker's blood in me.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of crazy, so I can always lean on that. So I go and try to, you know, reenact the ministry, because, like, I've spent the last 20 years out of my life. When I left WWE, I didn't know what was going on. I was crazy. I was running around naked and everything. And then I got let go of the company. And then I just got cast down, like, into the pit with all these evil, horrible people. But I still had that light. I still had that, you know, that little light. So I was surrounded by all these monsters and all this evilness. But they could never get to me because I had that light, until one day somebody took that light away from me. And then I became as evil and disturbed and just so much more vicious than any of them. And then the Undertaker saw that and realized that wasn't why he got me, and brought me my light back. And when he brought me my light back, that light shone into another light, and that light's Liv Morgan. So I need to go and I need to make her the next kind of supernatural, but based in reality, kind of a cult. More so, there was a great movie with Nicolas Cage called Mandy, where it doesn't have to be, because every freaking entrance is like a Black Sabbath video anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So kind of do it a little different with like a cult, not a cult, but a cult where like Undertaker is the guy there, but you never see him until it's time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he loves all this stuff. So, Hunter, if you're listening, because I know, you know, the 20 people that you have watching your show.
I know when you're doing cardio, I know you watch this, Hunter. So
yes.
You heard that first and foremost right here.
Yes.
But look, that's totally awesome. Like that would
I was
be,
in.
That's incredible. I was hooked.
I also have a Highlander thing with Drew McIntyre, like the movie where Sean Connery went to, you know, Drew has been doing all this stuff. But then, like, he's in trouble in the match or something, and I can come out and, like, recite philosophy and Scottish folklore, you know, into the microphone to fire him up, kind of turn him into, like, a berserker.
Yeah.
As opposed to everybody's too baby-faced. Walk out, smack hands, blah, 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 blah. You know?
You want some bad guys.
Yes, I want good bad guys. I want Stone Cold, Undertakers. And I just think my main one is called Trinity. It's the three. It's I read a lot of religious stuff, different kinds of religions, a lot of philosophy and everything. And I thought it would be perfect to have Liv, Scarlett, and Shotzi as the three, the Trinity.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, with the Undertaker in the background. And then I could take, like, Karrion, and he would be, like, the acolyte. You know, he would just be the enforcer guy or something. I've got stuff with him. I continue to help out Damian Priest, who, believe it or not, still answers my calls or still answers my texts and everything.
Yeah.
I love that fucking guy. He's awesome.
He's a great human being.
I literally was talking to him yesterday. Yes, that's what I told him.
He deserves everything he's getting.
I spent the last 20 years in a kitchen or driving. My house is literally like my yacht club was at the end of Clearwater Beach. No traffic, maybe 10 minutes. But Clearwater Beach is the number one beach in the United States. So my 7-10 minute drive on the weekends would take 2 hours.
Yeah.
So I would just get high and play all this music and fucking just do promos in my head and verbiage. Yeah. What I didn't have when I was wrestling, because I was wrestling and it was like, oh, goddamn, you know, I was beat up and I was a ping pong ball. I was like Brian said.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I wanted to do. I was a good bumper.
Yeah, you were. You took a good one. One of the stories he told a minute ago, I just hit him with a punch in a match where he put that hood on and worked with
him.
And he took a bump over the top rope, and hit his ribs on the side of an indie crappy indie ring and broke WCW his ribs.
Had a pad there, yeah. So I forgot.
He said WCW. They had a pad there.
Yeah. Sammy Kent at the Alpharetta Auction Barn. They seemed to forget that pad.
Sammy Kent. Hey, so did when you came there, was disco there for Sammy Kent? No. What about
you mean the night with you? I went a few times with you.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you ever saw disco there or New Jack. A lot of them guys worked in the
guy. I got along with New Jack so well. He would help me with promos. I went after WCW before I started cooking on that, like, 8 months from leaving WWE at the time to totally retiring. I went down and did a show for D'Lo in Miami, and I get there, and everybody's coming up to me like, oh, my God, did you see the card? Did you see the card? I'm like, no. They're like, you're in a three-way hardcore match with Sandman and New Jack. What are you going to do? I'm like, I don't know. I haven't heard what they want to do yet. They're like, oh, my God, you better be careful. I'm like, why? And I sit down and I start to get dressed. Sandman and New Jack walk over to me, sit down in front of me and go, what do you want to do, sir?
I was like,
got him. I got you, motherfucker.
Got you. Yeah. You think I'm somebody. Yeah. I fooled your ass.
Yeah,
so I fool them all the time.
That cigarette that I keep in my bag just to look like an old timer. You
had your singlet like around your thighs, and you were smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, that sounds like the bullet.
I love it to death. So. Oh God. I don't even know. We got to have a part two here. We got to have a part two, right?
Let me go and I'll be back and we'll do it again.
Well, No. I meant like we'll schedule another
one.
Like at a different, different night.
Yeah. Spent 2 hours helping my neighbor.
So me and Tex also did get hammered. And then the guy, oh no, that was me and Max. The guy came to the house and gave us tattoos. But me and you went and got our two tattoos together.
Yeah. A spellbinding chronicle of rituals.
Yes, Dominic, way to go.
Hey, did you work in Mexico? I mean, in Puerto Rico?
Oh, yes. I worked in Puerto Rico about a year after Brody died, or maybe 2 years. Yeah. I wrestled the guy that stabbed Brody, and then I took a shower in the shower where the guy stabbed Brody at, and I was like, this is kind of cool. As long as I don't get stabbed, this is another good story.
And,
you know?
And even if I do, it's a hell of a story.
It's all the layers. It was like when Knobs got stabbed. He was too fat for it to hit anything.
didn't hurt nothing, really.
Didn't hurt nothing.
With my luck, the guy'd have a K-bar fighting knife and serrate my rib cage.
Motherfucker.
So we gotta get out of here, but we gotta get back together. We gotta do this again.
There's so much we didn't even touch.
There's so much we didn't even touch.
We've got five more stories.
If we can air all of those and I don't get fired, then we're gonna be good to go.
I would love to come up to your place and do it like across from you, like live with you,
like crossfire. Yeah. Hey, let me ask you one final question.
Mm. Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Are you on mushrooms right now?
No, I've been fucking helping my neighbor all goddamn day. Hey, hold on.
Wait, stay right there.
2 seconds.
Okay, so let's look at behind him. Let's look at the scene.
We've got a cross.
And the exorcist picture right above him. That's the exorcist. Remember, that's the doctor or the priest or whatever. Look, I guess it was the doctor. Yeah, he's still yelling.
Yeah, these are signed Linda Blair pictures. This is signed by the author. That's the exorcist book. That when he died about 4 years ago, I got this when I was in WWE. It's worth like $2,000 now.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, and then I've got all my other scary stuff. I got my dolls. But I don't consider them like evil or like demony, because I think The Exorcist is as much a Marvel movie as it is anything else, because you have that ultimate evil, Thanos, the devil, and then you have the superheroes, like the priest and everything, you know, yep, coming. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Wait, I'm sorry. The question should have been, am I on mushrooms?
Yes. Yeah, okay. So these people are making this cannabis named after me and Henry. What? So we went out to this cannabis convention a couple of weeks ago.
Of course you did.
It was crazy. It was in Syracuse, New York, and we went to this really beautiful old farmhouse, and there's like 15 different tables, and at each table there's a giant jar of all kinds of weed, all kinds of mushrooms. I'm like looking around for the cops. They're like, no, you're cool, it's legal. So I walk in, and the dude like gives me some mushrooms. So it was the greatest thing. And then we had this one mushroom that I was like obsessed with, and they gave us a bunch of stuff, and I was flying back, but Henry was driving. Yeah. So I couldn't take it. So the guy mailed everything to me. And then as I opened it up, okay, I had this picture, and I immediately sent it to Taker, and Taker said, don't eat the entire thing all at once. I was like, no, I call it a mental institution mushroom, because if you ate it all,
you'd be in the mental institution.
One mushroom.
Look at that.
That is one.
John, bring him full screen a little bit. Look at that. It almost looks like a fried egg.
It looks like a roll of sushi.
Oh, look how thick.
Look
it
at
is.
That. Oh, it's pretty. It's got some teal in there.
I know.
Some fungi.
Could somebody help me? My cat locked me inside the house.
Mr. Pickles, you son of a... Look at his... Hey, that's the devil cat.
He looks like a robot cat.
His eyes are...
She's 22 pounds. She's a ginormous cat.
Oh, my word.
I love you.
She hates you right now.
She loves me. Fucker. JK. Hey,
can I tell
you something? No, this is me 100% sober. I haven't even drank half of a beer.
I know, and I love you. Every dead
I love you.
Inch of you. And
I love you.
And we have got to get back together, because this is too much fun, man. This is what, at the start, Cassio, you mentioned, when we saw each other, we just go to each other, because there is that connection. And I love you, man. I love you. I always have, and I always will. So let's get together and do this again. Tex, I do want you to say, like, do you want people to go to your Instagram, or do you want them to follow you on social media?
One of my neighbors is pretty hot.
Now you know why I love
that's
it.
That's about it. I mean, my Instagram is Midian is Dennis Knight. I had this really long name, and Rikishi and Godfather were like, what are you doing? Nobody can find you. I go, they'll find me if they want to find me. You know, I'm not a social media guy or anything.
Yeah.
But then I changed it to Midian is Dennis Knight, and I got like, you know, a shitload more, you know. I'm like up to 7 people now, but it's cool.
Hopefully you'll get the 3 that watch this show now.
Yeah.
And you'll have double digits.
I got Liv Morgan, Shotzi, Scarlett, Karrion Kross.
You got
Chris
the Trinity.
Chris Jericho calls me. The Trinity. Dude,
see there?
Oh my God. You just blew my mind.
I know. I've blown all kind of stuff when it comes to you. Hey, let's say goodbye to Dennis. Okay. And Dennis, this is episode 1 of many.
Yeah.
Many.
I love you guys. Hey, I am, you know, I don't go to church, but I pray hundreds of times a day. If I'm in the car and I see somebody like on a motorcycle, I see something bad, I do a little cross 3 times, you know, just send a prayer. I pray everything. And I saw a couple times that you did a little, you know, prayer at the end of your things.
Yeah.
And if you wouldn't mind, I would like to say one. I saw one the other day on something, and it was like, please, you know, they asked me what I pray for, and I was like, I pray for my friends. Like you're the perfect example. We don't see each other. We don't talk to each other. If we're going through some shit, you know, we don't bring it up, or we don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
So I pray for them. I pray for Brian. I pray for my BSK brothers. I pray for my family. I pray for everybody, because they're not gonna tell you what they're going through. And if you pray to them enough, then God will talk to you for them. You know, God will tell you stuff that they need to know. And because you're talking to them. So I would just like to say, you know, a prayer for my friends. I didn't make a lot of money. I didn't become super famous, but what I have more than anyone else in wrestling is I have Undertaker, Godfather, Savio, Henry, Brian. I have friends that I have had for 30 some years, and I pray every day that they're still my friends, and we have lost a lot of our friends. And amen. I would just like to say that I love you, Brian, and Cassio, and you guys, and I love everybody. I just want everybody to be nice. You know, we have so many opportunities every day to choose whether or not you're going to be mean. And if you choose to be kind, then that, you know, that makes you part of like what you were when you were a little kid. I think when we get older, we forget to be kind, and it's the simplest thing. You know, I go outside and I want to meet somebody and I want to make their day. I want them to be happy and like later on at night go, I'm so glad I met that person.
Yeah.
That's my goal, dude. I don't need money. I don't need anything. I just need you, buddy.
Well, you got me for life. We're at NWO. Oh, sorry. But no, for real, this is part one of a series. Because I was enthralled, and I appreciate you coming on, man. I love you too.
We just bounced all over the place too. I love it.
It's good, and there's a lot more bouncing to do, and I think people will be into it. Look, I don't care if people are into it or not. I'm into it, and so
I am into it too. And what was your friend's name again?
Jim.
That's just kidding.
Jim Cox.
I watch you guys. I watch your show all the time too. I don't watch the whole thing. I watch the little chopped up clips. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Like everybody. So you're like everybody else. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've noticed that's an issue.
I can turn on and leave the entire show if that'll help your ratings and just go about my day.
It will, I think. So thank you for that. And then just put like a thumbs up next to it or something.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. I'm not sure how it works.
Go follow him on Instagram.
Twitter.
Is Dennis Knight.
No Twitter. Oh, no Twitter. No Facebook. Just Instagram and 1847 Alberta Drive, Clearwater, Florida. Come on by. I got a cat.
And you can play with my cat.
You can play with my cat.
I'm going to feed it this mushroom.
Yeah. Dude, you should see when some of it,
just 22 pounds for a reason.
She locked me in the closet like a week ago. I had to call my brother to come get me out.
She looked like the devil. When you held her up, her eyes were glowing.
Yeah. Dude, she locked me in the car, in the driveway for like 2 hours. What the hell? Stupid cat.
Cat's crazy.
She's knocking on the door. Anyway, all right. I love you, baby.
I love you too, dude. Hey, let's do this again, man.
I love you. Cassio, it was nice. Dominic, wherever you are. Dominic, right?
Dominic. We don't show Dominic.
His name's Dom, but he's our son.
It's a legal thing, right?
Yeah. We don't talk about Bruno.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thank you. I love you, dude.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate you.
You have made our day, buddy. I can promise
you. I'm going to hang up, okay?
Yes, hang up. If you hang up, we could docking. It's called docking.
What? Thanks.
Tom, lock him out.
All right, I love you guys. Bye.
I love you. Bye, Tex. God almighty, Dom.
Get that.
Take him out. Buddy. Holy mackerel, man. Look, now you know.
My face is exhausted.
What I know, mine too, laughing, and my ribs are hurting, and I cramped at one point. I thought I might throw up.
I've already spent $20 buying Shocking Asia. It's been a crazy hour and a half.
Shocking Asia is awesome, by the way. Look, I want to say this, and I want to say it in public because I was wrong. I told you earlier, you asked, do we want to give Tex the thankful minute? And I said, no, he's not that kind of guy.
You did.
I did say that. And I was dead wrong. And I couldn't be happier to have him ended it that way. Like, it's, look, he's always been akin to the dark side. Like, he likes, loves horror movies, loves the dark side. So you saw all that stuff he has. So he's always been that way a little. And to be quite honest, I've always been the opposite because I'm scared of that crap. And so, but with him, I saw more scarier movies than I've ever in my life. Like he said, I just forgot what we were talking about, but just such a great guy. Now you know why I love him. Like, he's so fast, so quick-witted.
You're talking about how thankful you were that he did the thankful minute.
Yeah.
Put a prayer for us and send it up, man.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. I was so wrong, and he proved me wrong, and it made me feel so right. You know what I mean? Like, it made me feel good. So I appreciate that. What else we got going on here?
That's it. Unless you want to do your own thankful minute, man.
No, I think Dennis Knight sent us home in a positive and honest to goodness. I wish we could go for two more hours, but I think those are two more shows that we can get into because he's full of it, man, and it is good.
If you made it this far, put the cat emoji in the comments so we know that he locked you out of your own YouTube channel. Go follow him and tell him thank you for coming on the show. That's a big thing.
Please do that.
Any of our guests, man, thank them for their time because they were gracious enough to hang out with us, and we appreciate that. Like and subscribe wherever you are consuming this. We appreciate it, whether it is short clips or the long clips or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
We appreciate you.
For just thinking about us, about listening to us.
So go to bagofjohnsons.com. You can check out all the exclusive content. We do our YTX, our YouTube exclusives there, the whole deal. You can get all your merch at boxofgimmicks.com. Where you can get right now for the beach time, Beat Mountain Critters beach towels. We need to send one for Dennis next time.
I'll tell you what.
He was sweating.
Hey, that, to be quite honest, that is exactly this picture of me that's up is from USWA, the time that Tex was there with me. Just crazy
time. I just pictured that guy up in a closet attic. saying, we live here now. That's your room.
Yeah. Yep. You can have this one with the murder guy.
Well, great stuff. Like, subscribe, comment below. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. Man, if you didn't like this episode, we'll
try to talk some wrestling next time.
But to your
point, if you didn't like it, I got two words for you. Suck it.
Woo. Look at him.